Innovation, often associated with small private startup companies, is alive and well in the public sector. Our next guest is celebrating that. Jay Kudrowski is a senior fellow with the Public and Nonprofit Leadership Center of the Humphrey School of Public Affairs. He joins us now by phone. Welcome, Jay.
Oh, good morning.
What is the Public and Nonprofit Leadership Center?
The center is an extension of the faculty in the leadership and management area of the Humphrey School. We do research, we do events, we do executive development. We really try to amplify the work that the faculty is doing to extend the work of the school.
Tell us about the Local Government Innovation Awards.
The Innovation Awards actually was an idea of one of the faculty members some 9 years ago now, and we wanted to work with local government and find a way to commend them for the work that they were doing, and we thought, well, why not give some innovation awards? And so 8 years ago, we began the awards for cities, counties, and schools in the state of Minnesota. And we solicited applications. We received a number of applications, and we gave out, the first year, we gave out some 16 awards, and it was such a success that people asked us to do it again, and we've been doing it for the last 9 years.
Now, why celebrate public sector innovation?
Well, the public sector gets such a negative view from so many people. Unfortunately, I think our elected officials find it an easy scapegoat to blame the bureaucrats, to blame the government workers, to that's the problem. And if we only had better government, then we could spend less money. Well, I basically don't believe that. I believe we have really good public workers doing a very difficult job. And we thought it would be good to commend the work of the public officials and to point out some of the innovations that are occurring so to make it comparable to what's occurring in the private sector.
Now, I did get a chance to go to your wonderful website and view some of these winning projects online, and boy, to me, it seemed like a big part of the innovation we're talking about is communication.
Some of it is. Clearly, we've seen a lot more cross-sector collaboration occurring, schools working with counties, cities working with the private sector. A lot of nonprofits being involved with government. That has clearly been the theme of the last probably 5 years of the awards.
Cook County's new septic regulations received attention.
It received the number one award for cities in the state of Minnesota. It was really a remarkable innovation. The normal septic approach was quite expensive given the land in Cook County, and the city decided to work with the PCA to see if they couldn't come up with a less expensive approach, and in fact they found an approach that was dramatically less expensive that still protected the environment. And what a great example of innovation, working with other units of government to find a cheaper way for citizens to put in septic systems.
Heidi Dukirk was a very good spokesman for the project, one of our county commissioners, and I was very impressed with how the whole process worked and was glad to see that that project was awarded. Can you share some of the other winning projects?
Sure. We gave an award to the Burnsville Police Department. They began an effort in 2011 to put cameras on the officers for the first time, and they began doing that permanently in 2012 and have had great success, and now other police departments in the state are doing that. And what it's done is it's cut down dramatically on their litigation expense because no longer do they have to go into court and argue who did what to whom. they've got the tape to be able to demonstrate what in fact did occur, and it clears up a lot of matters. And the police officers that I talked to really like the approach. So that was one example. We had towns were included this time, for townships were included this year for the first time. And we had a couple of interesting township award winners. One was putting together a small energy cooperative to service some 20 homes that didn't have power to their location and couldn't find a reasonable way to afford it. The township worked with other government officials to put that together, and it was very successful.
Now, who would you like to see delving deeper into these success stories?
Well, one of the reasons we did it was so that the public understood that, government is doing a good job. Second is that we wanted other governments to see what some of their colleagues were doing such that they might adopt some of those same innovations. There's no reason there why the septic effort in your part of the state couldn't be adopted in other parts of the state. So by awarding, making these awards, we're hoping to give publicity to the winners such that other units of government can use those innovations.
We're speaking with Jay Kudrowski of the Humphrey School of Public Affairs about the Minnesota Local Government Innovation Awards given out last month. More information, including short videos highlighting the winning projects online at lgia.umn.edu. Jay, is there anything else that you'd like to add?
Actually, this summer we began a state innovation awards program for the first time. We worked with the state of Minnesota and had a wonderful award ceremony and found some really, really good efforts occurring at the state level. So it's not just local government, but state government is doing a good job as well.
Thank you so much for joining us today.
Great. Enjoyed it.